Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our wonderful BBS.com program tonight. This is Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway. We are live tonight with Ron Amatron on Station 1, and it is Monday, June 17th, 2013. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to all of our new listeners and all of our regular listeners. We have a wonderful show coming up, a lot of free clearings and healings that Ron's been doing an offering to us all. So if you have any testimonials, you can send them to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, if you have any questions that you'd like me to address tonight on the program, we won't be having any callers, but you can send your questions and testimonials to me. And if you'd like to check out Ron's website, it is creationlightship.com. And if you have questions about the types of healings and clearings Ron does, there is a Wikipedia link and also a wonderful questions and answers document, which you can access through BBS Radio and also through creationlightship.com. So we like to start out the Monday show by charging up the light being. So Ron is very graciously offered to do that for us. So if you would bring up the picture of the large light being. You can find it at bbsradio.com/creationlightship. Scroll down and you'll see the large drawing of the face. And also you can find it on Ron's website. So over to you, Ron. I'll get my light being up myself here.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So I'll get it up on your screen there. And I'll bring in males again. I'm going to probably maybe always bring in the male energies because of the alien attacks now that's happening. And they're a little stronger, have a little more horsepower, and they come in groups of three. Females might, but the males for sure do. So because of what's happened since December 21st and the alien abduction is the first of the year with the new timeline here that was never here before. Remember, we went into a new timeline for 2013. Before that, we had a 2,000-year-old timeline. You know, where the aliens were on, and now they have a brand new sequence there of this new timeline. And even though we've been in it for about 6 months now, it still doesn't feel comfortable to a lot of people. And you may see people glitch out in front of you. You may see them move around. Maybe you're watching somebody and you blink your eye, and all of a sudden they moved an extra 5 feet ahead of themselves, and you wonder what the heck happened or something happened to you like that. But anyway, that's why the males are coming in. So the females are probably going to be on break for quite a while. So here we go. Males are coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now this is peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah, Ron, thank you so much for that wonderful peace energy. And if anybody has had any experiences that they'd like to share regarding what Ron was just talking about, you can send me your experiences at clsquestions@yahoo.com. I actually have one, Ron. It happened to me this weekend. And I was in an airport, and I overheard a woman talking on her cell phone, and she said that she went into the bank to take care of some sort of transaction, and she said as she was coming out of the bank, her car was gone. And apparently, the car went down the street by itself and hit two other cars while she was in the bank. So, sounds like an interesting timeline mix up to me.
Yeah, maybe she probably wanted to go for a ride and dropped it off in the wrong location, and they didn't put it in gear or park or the brake on.
That, yeah, definitely.
That can happen. I was talking to somebody, and they had something kind of similar, where they, you know how you drive your car, and you know you have a routine that you always do, and somehow things happen where the routine is taken away from you. So it could have been another clone replica coming maybe into her or into this person, but ideally, as you're doing something that's routine, it really shouldn't change too much. So, you know, it could have been maybe, you know, before she turned her car off, they popped in a new clone, which, you know, gets recycled every 10 minutes. You're a different you. And maybe that new clone that wasn't very smart and it forgot to, you know, put the car in gear or whatever, you know, brake on, park, whatever it was. And, but then, you know, was she may not have even, maybe the car was not, or was on level ground, so it wouldn't roll anyway. So, more than likely, the aliens went for a joyride, and they didn't know how to stop it. So, we're live today here, and as a joke, you know, we're live, and are you? You know, we're live and wiggling, we're here, and we're in the moment. Are you in the moment? Or are you somewhere else, maybe listening, and it's hard to hear our voices because they got you on an alternate timeline somewhere else listening to the program? So if that's the case, we'll bring you back here. Here we go, and do the finger exercise right away here. See where you are. Put your index finger in front of you. Just do it quickly. Only takes a half a second or less. And where does it fall? To the right or the left? Should be straight on center. Don't use your mind to move it over and to kind of like sample it as you're doing it here. Pop your finger out in front of you. If it's to the right, off, you know, off dead center, you're in the future, and the left would be in the past. So if you're not here this very moment, that means that you're on an alternate timeline, listening to this program, out of time, being spaced out, in space, in the beyondo. So let's bring you back here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a question, how does the clouds look around you? If you looked out your window, do you have puffy clouds or are they flat bottom? I've been seeing more of the real clouds here. It's kind of hard to get used to because I'm so used to seeing the alien ships up there with flat bottom clouds that when you see a real cloud, you don't know where really to put it, you know? Like, what is that, you know? So the last probably week I've been seeing the real clouds. There are a few alien ships up there, but probably I'd say 90% of them are real. And I'd say out of the clouds that I'm seeing, I'd say at least half of them are animal clouds. So that's a good sign. That means that we're here. Otherwise, you're somewhere else maybe, or you're being controlled by the aliens. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's so funny you mentioned about the clouds. Yesterday evening, we kind of had this on and off heavy rain on the East Coast here, and then after it cleared towards maybe 8:30, it was still light out, and the clouds were just amazing. There were all kinds of dragon shapes and animal shapes, so I wish I had been able to get a picture of them because they were so incredible, but has anybody else had an experience with the clouds? And if you are not seeing these types of clouds, you can always do the gray sky clearing, which is a free clearing that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. And that is under sample healings on the left, and it's called a gray skies timeline crash. And that gets rid of all of the alien clouds. So that one's a great one to do. If you are seeing these clouds and you're able to get a picture, you can always send that to us at CLS Questions. It's always cool to see what types of clouds are in your area all over the world. So if you'd like, send me a picture of some clouds that you've seen if you have it. That would be great. Okay, Ron, I do have a question here from a listener who it's actually very interesting because you've been talking about this on some of the past shows very recently, where you've been clearing colors and patterns in our clothing. And this person writes that their child has a love of white tigers that everyone at school recognizes to the point of including them on the birthday crown and birthday cards. And the person also realizes that they have a few pieces of clothing with the same animal pattern. And they're wondering if the fixation stems from the clothes. And since they like those animals, they were wondering if the animal spirits jumped into themselves and into their child. So I wonder, maybe you could do a clearing on that, Ron, or a sample of, because I know we've cleared like clothing of different colors and patterns and different kinds of things like that.
Sure, that's a great possibility. I mentioned other programs that, yeah, you're watching your TV and maybe animal, you're watching something and they show this awful scene where it gets killed or hurt or it's drowning or something, and then you turn the show off and you feel like your heart sunk. And maybe that spirit member, even though it could have happened, 10 years ago when they did the filming, you're watching it, and that spirit can still come into you and or the emotional body. And now all of a sudden you start having a resonance to that particular animal, and you start feeling like you are more empathic toward that particular animal. And maybe you have a calling to even watch them, kind of like an addiction or something. So that can happen. So let's do a clearing here in case you have something else inside of you that you know nothing about, but you've attracted it because you opened your heart up and it needed a place to go to. So here we go, your spirit energy. So we'll take these energies out of you because they should not be there. So here we go. One, and think of something that you have seen, maybe you're felt. Normally you're going to see it. Typically, hearing about something may not be the same as actually seeing it. What you see is much more powerful than what you hear. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just go a little bit further. What happens on with people as far as their healings, okay? If you physically see something wrong with you or someone else, once you physically see it, and we'll say it's on your skin or even an x-ray, once you see it, I would say it's probably about, at least 20 times harder to have a healing on it, because your mind takes it, the aliens grab onto it, and then you're off in the beyondo having timelines on it, because now you're in fear of what you saw, and it's very, very hard to heal. And that's why sometimes if you don't know what's wrong with you, you just have an ache or pain, the healings will work much quicker and faster because you don't know what's going on. You don't put the mind energy into it to have the aliens attached to you. And once you get on timelines with your condition, especially like if you saw yourself, maybe you went in and have a broken arm and it just hurts a lot and you don't know that it's broken. You think it could be, but you're not so sure, but you just think maybe something's going wrong there. And then you go to have it x-rayed and then they come out and they say, oh, you got this bad broken arm and it's this and it's that and the other. And naturally, it's not going to be good news. It's going to be all that could be wrong with you, and you may get these really long words that the doctor's telling you that's probably 20 letters in length, and you're trying to memorize what they are so you can look it up on the internet to see how bad you really are. Once you go down that road, getting that thing rehealed again with your spirit energy is very, very, very hard. So I thought I'd throw that out to people. So remember, you're fine until somebody tells you that you're not fine. If you do have an ache or pain or something, then not knowing what it is, you could do healings on it, and your spirit could probably help you out immensely. We can do clearings, on the website to help you out. But once you normally physically see something, then you have problems, or other people see it. Then they imprint on your billboard, and you get all this negativity to clear. So I just thought I'd bring that out to everybody. So I'll turn it back over to you again, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it sounds like it can get pretty complicated. That's why it's important to get in there and do these clearings. I know, Ron, you just wrapped up the one of the days on the 8-hour healing intensive conference calls. So So the first one was yesterday, June 16th, and it was really great. And I've really noticed in myself a difference of the months that I do them versus the months that I don't do the calls. And you can still get on them for the 23rd and the 30th. They are really wonderful, and Ron does a lot of water charging on them. He does a lot of skin misting water. We go on to the light ship, and all of the various light being doctors work on us, and it's a really wonderful experience. And it really does help you start your week differently. I've noticed I've been a lot calmer today and just feel pretty good and very relaxed. So it's a great, great clearing to do. And it's wonderful. You can attend live on the 8-hour call or as a registered absentee. So there's also the free money clearing that you've been doing, Ron. And that was offered to people who called in to the conference call yesterday. So that will be for a month. So that's a really good one. And another thing that Ron is doing, I should mention it since we're on the topic, is if you purchase a timeline crash, you can send us an email and you'll get codes for a free space-time crash. So all of these things, people affecting you, courting you, giving you negative energy, they can all be addressed. And like we talk about on this program, especially on Mondays, it isn't really to scare you, it's to empower you. So when you realize what's going on, it's very helpful to be able to take your healing into your own hands and address all of these things that are going on, you know, that you don't know about. So hopefully that will help you out. And I just got a testimonial from a listener who says they were given the money code yesterday on the healing call. They decided to try something different. They had a list of monies owed to them due to bad loans, products never received, and bad investments. Every time they thought of this list, they got upset. Last night, they ran the money clearing on the list, and today it has no charge on it.
Oh, that's great. Very, very good. That's good. And by not having the charge of repelling it from you, because you know, you're probably thinking about it, somebody owing you money, well, that's probably going to drive it away from you, because the person will feel that vibe of negativity, and now very possibly they may think about owing you money and may send you a check. So that's very, very good. Wow, that's great. Another way of using the clearing. Wonderful. What I did is I offered that to the people that are on the 8-hour calls for the intensive. So if you wanted to come on one of the calls, you could, and we'll give that to you. You know, if you're on the call this month, you will have it. So what it does, it discharges the energy and the money. Remember, the money that you have, just like people, has stuff on it, either from people themselves holding it, with their mindset, what they're thinking about. You know, you don't know where that money was last. Was that the last $10 bill that somebody had, and they're very upset for spending it? You know, were they in stress? You know, all this stuff is there. And was there alien critters attached to it also? You know, that happens. And so what this does is discharge it. And what I like people to do to try it out is to get the money that they can muster up, whatever that would be. I've heard a lot of people will just go into their savings account if they have one and withdraw a given amount of money, whatever that would be. Most people, I think, are trying to get hundreds. And so get that money, discharge it, and put it on you for, you know, a couple of weeks or more. You know, make sure that you don't lose it. That's one of the problems with having money, losing it, having it stolen, or spending it. So keep it in a really safe place, whatever that means to you. And after you neutralize it, then you keep it on your body, because your body, you know, may think that you'd be losing it. And what's that going to bring to you? It's going to bring maybe somebody who wants to steal it, you know. Or it'll bring in the entities into you, because you know you got that $50 bill on you, and it'll want to enjoy you buying something for $50, and then you spent it. So you want to make sure that you don't, you know, tap into that money or have it released from you some way. And just keep it on you, and then your body will now resonate to this neutralized money, whatever that dollar amount would be on it typically, and or just money itself, and now it's going to like money. Where before it goes, I don't want to have any paper money because it has alien critters on it, and, you know, these people have negative thoughts, and who knows what else is on it. So your body may not even like the money because that's the way it is. So now your body can like having the money, and it'll be like kind of like your own psychic billboard with that in a sense, because now your body will like it. It'll not repel it from you, and that's the reason why, you know, you do the money clearing. So it's a free clearing that I'm giving people to use for a month. And great, somebody has some wonderful success to it. Wonderful. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending that in. It's always great to hear about how these things are working for you, working in your life, what changes have happened, what you're dealing with. It really helps. And I think it's great for all the other listeners and for the new listeners especially, because the program really is about how you can have a better life in the here and now. So thank you so much. Lots of people on the fast chat are commenting about the clouds, Ron. They're saying the clouds have been fluffy here, lots of cotton ball clouds, beautiful clouds also that look like a broom swept the sky. So it seems like things have felt a lot lighter in the past couple of days.
That's very good. And what I'd like the listeners to do to help me, yesterday's call, the earth was kind of going into darkness a few percent or something like that. And so I was able to bring it back from the darkness into light. Just to kind of make it very, very simple here, it almost feels like that the earth is on the very, very last energy of light, we'll say. You know, it's on the outside, you know, the outside of its space would be darkness, okay? So we're kind of like the last outpost in light. And somehow the darkness, like, puts a lasso around us, you know, around the earth, and slowly moves it into more darkness. And then the clouds change and stop, and you may start behaving differently, not knowing why. So if you start to sense that, I would like the people just to kind of comment, Ron, can you bring the you know, the earth back into the universe of light again? And I'll do that on one of the shows. So just kind of, you know, sense for yourself if you think we're going into darkness more, and you're going to actually feel the change. We did that yesterday. In fact, if anybody felt the change yesterday that we had on the 8-hour call, I believe it was yesterday, let me know. Maybe you could type something in that, you know, something felt different with you or something. But anyway, I could use some help with that. Some in the moment, I don't always recognize when the earth completely goes, or not completely, but moves into darkness, where if you sense it yourself, let me know, and we'll bring it back. That's probably why you might feel lighter today than you did maybe on Saturday. And plus, it may start to take people off of some of those awful timelines that are in darkness, too. I'm not saying that by being always in the light here, you're not going to be in timelines, but I'm sure it could help you a little bit. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it definitely helps you feel a lot better about everything, really. And I know a lot of our listeners have dealt with some pretty difficult things. So I think I did hear a beep. I'm not sure if you want to take calls tonight, Ron, but we do have a caller on the line.
Well, one call. So it needs to relate to our program. So if you have an experience about the money clearing or something, that'd be great. So, caller, who are you?
Hi, Ron. It's Sharina. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Sharina.
It's about the emotional clearing. I just wanted to give you a little feedback about that.
Great. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I got it. I guess almost a year ago that I started doing it. And, you know, I just kind of eventually learned how to do things more and more and for longer and longer times and everything. And probably for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've actually been putting things in for 1,000 minutes. And I've been writing in the box to clear all my emotions, for the past week and now. And so how I've been monitoring myself particularly is like if I'm watching television or a movie or something and some emotional issue comes up, you know, whether I'm still getting triggered. And since I start, like the last two, like I said, about 2 weeks, where I've been leaving it on 24/7, 1,000 minutes with that script written in there. And right now on Maui for the last 5 days, we had the Maui Film Festival. And I was going to about 4 or 5 films every day for 5 days. Obviously, all, you know, the films had a lot of emotional stuff in them, up and down. I could feel the people in the audience responding to the different emotional waves. And, Ron, I did not once have any kind of an emotional response. I was just so, I mean, so amazed and, wow, thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That way you're at peace. That's what I do is... When I watch movies, I try to figure out, especially the alien ones and stuff, and things that people are experiencing here, or the movies that they put out to capture people with your emotions. So I watch these movies, and I try to figure out what the aliens are doing. So you could probably do kind of something similar. And, yeah, when you see people jerk around and stuff, that's because they got either tagged by the aliens, got tagged by the emotion stored inside of them, you know, connected, and so they're running that energy. That's really great to be in neutral because you can really enjoy the show more. So,
yeah.
Well, Sharina, do you have the unlimited?
Yeah, I have the unlimited.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, except if you're listening, yeah, that's what the Unlimited does. It's an additional $50 charge after you do your whole lifetime one, and you go on it, you know, like she's doing, you know, all the time. I recommend at least once a day, maybe 3 times. It all depends, you know, what you do. If you have a job that's very, very stressful and people bring you stress continuously, you know, maybe you're like a social worker, you know. I'll just give that for an example. When you're dealing with everybody's problems, or you're on the telephone, you know, as a complaint department person, you know, to take these calls, and the phone rings and you're afraid to even pick it up. Keep doing your emotional unlimited clearing, and you'll be more balanced out, and you won't have to go through that emotional roller coaster ride or feel the anger from somebody. Well, this is great. This is really good. That's a great. I love what you talked about there, because that's the way you're supposed to be, is in peace.
Yeah, it's really different. And even, you know, I was with people that feel like they're very high in a level of consciousness, but they were kind of still getting excited or happy or whatever. And I was like, no, I'm not even going there.
Do they think that you're kind of weird because you're not responding to things like they are?
I don't know.
Yeah, how do people relate to you, Sharina, when you're not really having that that emotional reaction? Do they think you're weird?
Yeah. I mean, all my friends think I'm extremely weird anyway. I won't let them touch me, and so already right there, I'm weird. But they still love me. You know, they still like to be around me and everything.
Interesting.
So you're going to be able, what's going to happen since we got you on the line here, you're going to start to be able to see how different people are a catalyst for other people's emotions and their traumas. Because you're going to be in neutral watching people do whammies on other people or bring forth situations, you know, to push their button. So it's going to be very interesting for you to start to see that. That'll be...
I've been seeing that already. And actually, early when I started getting the emotional, you know, way back when I started with you, and you were talking about handlers, you know, And I started seeing really clearly how my husband was my handler, and he knew exactly which buttons to push and stuff like that. And now I'm seeing it in other people. Like you said, I'm seeing that already in other, how, especially in couples, you know, how one spouse will be the, triggering the other one. And it's like so obvious now.
That's good. That's good.
So, thank you so much.
Sharina, have you done any clearings for your husband?
Well, I've been able to afford to do the most essential ones. I mean, I've done the spirit clearing for him, and the death barcode. So that's about as much as I felt I could afford. And so, because every time I do something for him, it means I can't do something for myself. So I'm a little selfish like that.
That's good. Remember, we still have that half price special on. So you do one clearing for regular price, and the other one is half. So I'm sure you're probably taking advantage of that. But in case somebody's wondering, you know, like if you're going to do yourself on an emotional clearing, you know, from the get-go, the first clearing to do, and then you want to clear your husband or wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, then they would be half price. So as long as the clearing's over $100, so just remember that, everybody. So, you know, just, you know, let me know on that if you wanted to do something. So, thank you, Sharina.
Actually, just one more thing, Ron. I got the feeling clearing recently, like just a day or two ago. And I've been also running it, like, full-time. I've got the unlimited. And I feel freer. I feel like things that were, like, as if a string was wrapped around me before that's been loosened up. It's very interesting.
Sharina, really quickly before we wrap up with you. One of the listeners was asking if you could repeat what you put into the emotional clearing.
Oh, okay. I put in, you know, that there's a sentence there. I ask the light beings to clear all of my emotions for the past week and now. So I was figuring that covers moment to moment to moment, not just the week gone by, but moment to moment to moment. So they're always clearing whatever would be coming up.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that sounds good. You might even try, you're having great success, you know, which is good. I'm thinking you might even try to do something with timelines kind of similarly, you know? I don't know what to say on that, but extricate yourself off the timelines that could have had one of those emotions on it, too. But if you're not being affected here, then more than likely I would think that because you're not affected, then they don't want you, you see? Because they look at everybody as, you know, what button can they push? And, you know, what are you thinking? What are you recycling? And that's how they put you on timelines. So it sounds like, just by doing that clearing, you actually, without knowing it, probably disconnected yourself from timelines that they would normally put you onto. So there's no reason for them to even want you on timelines because you don't have any emotions. And the movies that you're talking about, they're probably all different types. And that's great because you had a great sampling of where you could be stuck in emotions. So that's probably why you're feeling so good, because the aliens cannot or are not even wanting you, you know, because you don't have any emotions. Great.
Yeehaw!
Great, yeah. So now your body can probably go through a lot of healing. Because remember, if you're not on timeline suffering, then your body here can start to heal. That's great.
Yeah. I have somebody that checks my health, muscle testing, very able to see everything and sense everything. And he tested me a few days ago, and he said, I am so incredibly healthy. He could find nothing wrong with me. And I just knew right away that it was all the healings I've been doing with you and when I did the, you know, the all-month-long calls and everything, which I want to do next month again. And so I'm just tremendously grateful to you, Ron.
Oh, thank you. That's just great. I'm sure you're giving a lot of people out there hope of what the emotional clearing could do, and even the feeling body. It's hard for me to talk about them because I can tell you what they do, but, you know, when somebody comes on like yourself and, you know, describes what they have done and how they're feeling and what's changed in their life, that's what really counts. I'm just trying to allow the service to take care of itself, and I can't always bring forth a real credible explanation of what people are going through, but I'm not sure the listeners know themselves how much better they feel. But to a new time listener, they may go, I don't know. You know, I'm 30 years of age, and that's, you know, $150. I don't know. I want to, you know, you know what I mean? And so they don't know how much better they can be. And it's only a one-time thing. You get it done and over with, you know. So it's great, you know, because people don't know how stuck they are because you don't know where you are, you know. You don't know what you don't know. That's great. So I really appreciate the testimonial there in coming on, you know, the show live to tell people where you are. And I'm sure everybody listening would love to be in that same situation. Where you are, you know, that energy of freedom, because you freed yourself. That's what you did. You know, the light freed you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Aloha. Aloha, everybody.
Thanks, hey. Serena. Always great to hear from you. Okay, so we also have one or two quick testimonials, and then Ron has offered to bring in Ron, maybe you don't want to do that now. Sorry.
Next show we will, buddy. What I'll do is on the next Monday program, if you remind me, so mark your calendars, I want to bring in the 12 source energies for everybody. And you'll be able to experience that next Monday.
So yeah.
Next will be the 24th, so June 24th. And we'll do that, Elizabeth. And we'll have some fun. So we'll probably start at maybe about a quarter after the hour, I'm guessing. Thereabouts, a quarter after or half past. And you can actually feel the 12 source energies which you are a part of. Remember, each one of these 12 energies is inside of you that created you. And I haven't done this for, I don't know, maybe a year, I guess. I don't know. I know it's been quite a while.
I think the last time you did it, Ron, was around the holidays. And to everybody listening, don't miss it. It's a great, great experience that Ron does. So it's really, really wonderful. It's a really special treat. So that's really something to look forward to. We were going to do it tonight, but I think we're going to run out of time. And also, you should definitely tell your friends about this one. If you have anybody that sort of you've talked to about CLS and Ron, and they're kind of like, oh, I don't know. I feel like one of the greatest things you can do for them is to let them listen to the show when he takes people up to the light ship or when he's doing sample healings, because often people don't really get it until they feel it. So it's a really good, amazing energy to feel, and that'll be really fun. So definitely mark your calendars, and looking forward to that one, Ron. I think we actually have another caller. Would you like to take that?
Sure, that's fine, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi, who's out there?
Hi, this is Anna in New York.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, Ron. It's Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I just wanted to provide a testimonial that I was on the call, the 8-hour call yesterday and the one on Saturday. And
oh, fabulous.
I feel so wonderful. Like every week I look forward to it, and then, you know, I miss it the week that it's not there. But it's just, you feel so centered and happy, and not happy, but, you know, it's peaceful. So it's happy because you feel like, okay, I don't feel all the other, you know, negative emotions that normally I would be feeling. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Ron. He's awesome, awesome. Anybody thinking of doing the call, please, please do it. You will not be the same. And I just had two questions, Ron. One thing was that I went to see the Superman movie, and oh my God, it was so alien. I just wondered if you saw it, and there was, you know, so much octopus energy. The ships were shaped like octopus. It was just wacky,
wow.
And I just felt like it was. There's so much violence in it too that it was very traumatizing. So I just wondered if you saw that and what you thought of that movie.
Not yet. No, I haven't seen it. Boy, interesting.
Check it out.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out to see what's going on. I've been watching the episodes of Fringe on Netflix, and we're in the part now, the last few shows, is where they have the timelines of them being themselves in different timelines. And anyway, that's where we are now, where they're merging the two timelines coming together. So I don't know how far along I am. I think it's maybe the episode 3 or something, and I don't know which one it is, or series 3 or something, but it's a ways into it. But it is quite interesting to watch and to see also what's in there. If anybody else has seen, you know, Fringe, I'd highly recommend watching it because it's, you know, and if you could even look at what they have when they first put it up on the screen, for maybe the first 10-15 seconds, they have all these words there, and you got to kind of maybe put your thing on pause to actually see what they say. But they get right into what we're talking about all the time, and it's quite interesting to see it. People ask me if I've seen like Star Trek. In the old days, I didn't really care for it too much in the 70s. And then the other shows that are out, I forgot what they're even called, but no, I haven't really watched any of the major sci-fi stuff that was series. Now I'm kind of going back, looking at a few of them, and just seeing what's there to find out what is going on. And
yeah, there's just a lot of programming going on. You can see,
lots of programming.
Wow.
So when you watch these movies, just know that this is what either coming down the pike or what you've been connected to for a long time, and the aliens sort of want to make it so that you go, oh, yeah, I know all about that. I saw this on this particular movie or series or whatever, and it's okay because I realize it now. You know,
I know, there's a lot of violent movies coming out. That's the problem. Like, you know, they're showing the destruction of cities, and that's what really worries me. Like, is this what they're showing us is coming down the pike, you know? Like,
that
there's
is,
so
yeah,
much
yeah,
of the buildings being destroyed.
Yeah, and that would be on timelines. That's probably really happening.
Ugh.
So, remember, you don't really know if they abducted the writers who are writing these programs and
brought them.
You know, that could be a possibility. This could kind of sci-fi way out there. But these writers could be taken there, and they're taking notes. They don't know about it, and they come back here and just think that they're being creative, creating these scenes, and they've already physically seen it, but they don't have that awareness. And we got to thank the time traveling soldiers for coming in and saving the planet, basically.
It also could be like what the last caller, Sharina, was talking about, where they're creating these scenarios because they want to get you emotionally hooked up to these timelines.
Yep.
Right. I was just so disappointed. Like, you know, Superman used to be like this, you know, this wonderful thing, and now it's like a war movie, basically. So sad to see that. But anyway, and my other question was, the money codes are really great, and every time you do them, I usually hang out with some lottery tickets in my hand. So I have some lottery tickets in my hand. I was wondering if you'd do a quickie. You know me, I always donate, so.
Okay, here
we go. You get a big donation.
Oh, so if you want to, we'll just charge your money so that it will be not controlled by the alien, and maybe that might allow something to happen that would be positive. So here
okay.
we go. Neutralizing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now what we're going to do is do a quick billboard clearing here. So that since the money is neutralized, naturally you would like to have that money or the tickets, we'll say, bring more to you. So we need to have your billboard connect to that because, remember, that's an alien program that connects, we'll say, does the handshakes to other things out there, and we want that energy to come. Can't guarantee it, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, changing your billboard for that intent. 4, and you have to input it yourself now. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Anna.
Awesome. Thank you. I won $20 once listening to your money code, so I know you're very powerful for anybody out there. I'm telling you.
That's great. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ron. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Anna.
I mean, up in October. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so I have another testimonial from a listener who ran the money code on gold coins and silver coins, and they're saying it feels different to their body. Thanks.
That's good.
So very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. And another person writes that they were feeling a lot of heaviness over the weekend, and today does feel more peaceful. However, they're wondering why the Earth is moving into darkness.
Oh, this is what the aliens do, is that they put it into their realm, the other side of the street or something. You know, it's hard to describe what they're doing, but they bring the Earth energy, they steal it, and move it slowly, you know, millisecond by millisecond into darkness where they can control the energy. Remember, source energy doesn't care or know what's happening to it because it's non-judgmental energy. So it can live on its own in darkness, but the darkness somehow is able to connect to it and use it. But remember, source energy doesn't judge any of itself because it can't. So it doesn't really know that it's in darkness. So somehow the aliens do that, and they're getting something out of it. And so when we bring the Earth into the complete universe of light, after it's been stolen partially, then everything changes here. And so that's why I mentioned to let me know so I can do that clearing. I would say typically once every couple of weeks it would probably need to be done, okay? And you're going to notice if it changes, because if you know about it now, remember, what we're telling you is what's happening, so now you can empower yourself to be aware of that. And remember, you need to know what's happening. So that's what the darkness does. It slowly takes the Earth energy of light and brings it into their realm, and that's why your clouds will change, okay? And we do timeline crashing and gray sky clearings. The clouds will change. That's because the darkness that's infesting you all around you that you don't know anything about, but, you know, it looks kind of gloomy, just like hurricanes, tornadoes, and those dark clouds out there, the cloud chasers, storm chasers, you know, they're chasing darkness. And that's why it looks so horrific when you see these things and very scary. That's the darkness coming down to suck people out and to take the energy off this planet. Remember, they're taking light away. Remember, when you see something on a video, you know, of the people doing the, you know, storm chasing. And maybe you're watching and you see maybe, you know, somebody's, say, house get lifted up in the air and you see it fall all apart. Well, that house was created from, say, wood from the earth, which is neutral energy, which has light into it. And so they're sucking the light out of it. And then it falls to the ground, and now it's full of darkness. And so that's what they're doing when you see these things go up into the clouds. So that's just kind of a heads up for all of you. And so, you know, how and why, you know, I can't really tell you, you know, why they do it, but they want to get the energy. That's the bottom line. So they're just energy vampires, and they want to, you know, cause people harm. So that's the way it is. There's nothing here that's a natural disaster, because the light doesn't have natural disasters. The darkness has and creates natural disasters. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I was thinking that they probably also want all of that emotional energy that comes from the people who are affected by those disasters, floods and tornadoes and tsunamis and hurricanes and whatnot, because they're basically destroying people's lives and harming people, and that, of course, creates a lot of emotions, which creates a lot of energy, which feeds them. So very interesting. Definitely want to get on in Timeline Crash. And I think people are really into the timeline crashing, and we've had a lot of people who do 10, 12 timeline crashes at once on their monitors, and it really does work on pretty much whatever problem you might be having. So we are actually coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show, and I do have a couple of comments on the fast chat. People are wondering, Ron, is Fringe a TV series that you've been watching?
I don't know, but it's on Netflix.
Okay.
So I think it was the one I'm watching is, I think it's like 2010 is when they produced it. It's very good, you know, to just go into Netflix and, you know, and watch it. Start from the get-go, and it may take a lot of your time up in the evenings. That's what I watch. But, you know, it's quite interesting because they'll start to validate what's happening as they go through their situations. They had one where they had this alien-type critter inside of people, you know. It was like a big slug. And then they have other things, but I won't get into too much of it. But, you know, they're dealing with these things, and it sort of makes you realize what's really happening. So it's sort of like the X-Files, because it is, you know, FBI agents, and they call their division the Fringe Division. And, well, I ought to call them up, see if I can get on their division. They probably have one like that. If any of you out there
really
are an FBI agent listening, I would love to help out the FBI here. That would be quite interesting if they have that. Remember, we had the X-Files, so more than likely they have an agency like that that is here, because they already had two programs about that. So, very interesting. That way I get some donations, maybe. So,
I'm sure they could certainly use a lot of help, Ron. So hopefully someone is listening and can email me or call in. Ron, we probably have time for just about one more question. And someone in the fast chat is asking, they missed how you do the darkness removal. What is that clearing?
The darkness removal. Uh-oh.
I'm not
what
sure
that would be about.
Yeah.
Let's end the show with maybe you could send it and we'll get it on the next program.
Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. No. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ron.
We'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. This you should be doing yourself, you know, at least once a day, maybe more. Tell all your friends, and if you can tell the world to do this, the place will change instantly, because then you're out of mind and then you're at peace, and this world needs to have peace. You can't think about peace. You have to become peace, and this clearing allows you to do that. So here we go, and once you do it once, you know what I'm talking about. So dropping down, command in your spirit to take your thoughts, go into your heart center with it where you are at peace. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the show tonight. If I didn't get to your question, I will get to it next Monday before Ron does the 12 source energies. So please tune in next week at the same time. Our next BBS radio show is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow is the weekly Tuesday courting removal special call. And you can find out more information about that at creationlightship.com. There's also a Thursday and a Friday call. So Wednesday is the water charging call, and that's another really great call to do. And Ron also has the show that evening. So please tune in. And I'll say goodnight to everybody. Thank you so much, Ron, for all of these sample healings and clearings. And please join us again next week. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, blessings, everybody. And the Thursday call, a lot of people love that because they feel better. That's where we get the clone replicas out of you, causing your situation. So remember, they come in every 10 minutes. So here we go. Blessings, everybody. Thank you. And we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.